Let's praise God. Let's go before the Lord in prayer. Heavenly Father, our gracious Lord and Savior, oh, we just magnify your name this morning. We lift you up, Lord. We give you all the praise. We give you all the honor. We give you all the glory, Lord. We are just so thankful that you are our Father. We thank you, Lord, that we can come to you in prayer. We thank you, Lord, that you told us that you will not leave us, Lord, that you have sent us the Comforter, Lord, the Holy Spirit. Oh, God, we thank and praise you that you know about all of our situations. You know everything, Lord. There's nothing that goes on in our lives that has not been sifted through your hands first. So we know that we will come out victorious. We know that you told us in your word that when we pray, believe we receive it, and we shall have it. We cannot doubt, oh God. Father, we thank and praise you for just getting us up this morning. That's not a just, that's a whole lot. Thank you for getting us up this morning. Thank you, Lord, for a good night's sleep. And Father, we ask that you forgive us of all of our sins and help us to be like you, oh God, in our walk and in our talk and even in our hearts, oh God, because that comes out in through our walk and talk. Father, we thank and praise you for our bride-to-be, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, and our ambassador, Dr. P.K. Roberts, and the D.A. Corleone family. Father, we thank and praise you that they stepped out on faith. I'm sure they took this master's call before its inception to the Lord in prayer when it was a concept. I'm sure the Diaz de Leon family took Artists International to the Lord in prayer and are still doing that. The reason why the fruit is as it is today, Lord, healthy fruit in Jesus' name. Now, Lord, I ask that you would bless them individually and collectively, oh God, and whatever their hands touch, Lord, it prospers. Father, we thank and praise you for each and every family member who is on the call this morning. Father, we thank you for the blessings, for showering them with your love and favor, Lord. And whatever is going on, Lord, we know that you are making it right. Father, we thank and praise you for Pastor Susan, who will bring our word to us this morning. Well, Father, we know that you have already downloaded on her what we need to hear. And we sit at your table, Lord, feasting together, that we might be blessed. We may be able to bless someone else by it. And then, oh, Lord, we just thank you for watching over her and her family, for keeping them, Lord, and just giving her the tsunami blessings and the tsunami wisdom that I know that you have downloaded. Father, now we command these airways to line up with the word of God. Father, we thank and praise you that Satan has no place on this line. He has been shifted, kicked out, and vetoed in the mighty name of Jesus. So this call will go forth with clarity. We give you praise, O Lord. We give you honor, O Lord. We give you all the glory. We love you, Lord, and we daily seek to please you. In Jesus' name, amen. I love you, my CMC family. I'm going to turn the call over to our host, Tiffany, Minister Tiffany, and go out and have a very blessed day. Are you there, Minister Tiffany?
I am, Minister Willa. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Thank you.
Well, praise God, praise God. Thank you so much, Minister Willa, for seating us and greeting us and opening us up in prayer and giving us our tag for this Tuesday. Take it to the Lord in prayer Tuesday. God, morning, God, morning, God, morning, TMC family. We welcome each and every single one of you to the Master's Call with the warmest of kingdom greetings. On behalf of our ambassador, Dr. P.K. Roberts, and our mother, Eagle, who is 11 days away from being Mrs. Jones, our mother, Eagle, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, we greet you, and we thank you for dialing in to our telecommunications sanctuary here on the Master's Call, where we stand on Psalm 88:13, which reads, "But to thee I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you." So see here on the Master's Call, it's all about the Master. We seek him first in his kingdom and his righteousness, and we know that everything else he adds unto us. See here, we open up in prayer, and we hear your prayer requests. We close in prayer, and we hear what thus says the Lord. So every day we have a message on this call. And if you are joining us for the first time, we thank you for calling in. We ask you to continue to go through this journey along with us. We are going into our fourth year here on the Master's Call, where we meet every Monday through Friday at this anointed and appointed time. So we invite you to visit our website, which is the Master's Morning Call. www.wordpress.com, the Master's Morning Call, .wordpress.com, and all of our messages have been archived on that website. So if there's a time in the day where you just need a word, go on there because there's a buffet of messages for you. So utilize our website. Also, if you are interested in being a prayer intercessor on this line, there will be an upcoming Kings of Artists event again. Say that you're interested in participating, you're ushering, or you want to be a part of the praise team, or you just want to do something, or maybe there's a prayer request that you have that you need to let us know before Friday, then we ask that you utilize our email address, and that's themastersmorningcall@gmail.com, themastersmorningcall@gmail.com, and we will definitely respond to you. Immediately following this call every day, we go ahead and head over to the morning motivational call. Today's Tuesday, and I do believe it's the Kings of Artists Day, so we will be dialing in to 530-881-1300 and the pin code 539598#, and that's immediately following this call today at 5 o'clock p.m. Pacific Standard Time, 7 o'clock Central Standard Time, and 8 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. We will be heading to the 90K in 90-day call. Please make sure that you get your guest on that line. That telephone number is the same number that you dialed into this call, 712-432-0075, and the PIN code is different. It's 926-358#. And to hear the replay from the 90K call from yesterday, the replay number would be 712-432-1085 and the PIN code 926-358#. Well, now it is time for us to hear what thus says the word, what thus says the Lord this morning. And I'm sure this woman that is coming to the line this morning has a mighty, mighty word in her belly that she is getting ready to birth on this call this morning. She is definitely no stranger to the call. She is a prayer intercessor here. She hails from Macon, Georgia. She is a mother. She is a wife. She is on the move for God. She is an artistpreneur. I so affectionately love her. She is just dedicated to what God would have her to do in this season. So at this time, it is an honor, a privilege, and a pleasure to bring to each and every single one of you this morning none other than Minister Susan Hill. Are you out there, Minister Susan?
Yes, ma'am. Can you hear me?
I hear you loud and clear. Take it away, my sister.
All right. Well, good morning. Good morning. We're going to go before the Lord in prayer. Father God, we thank you for this time together as a family, God, as we gather together to get the word or the encouragement that you have for your people, God. None of us and all of you, God. We thank you that you prepare the hearts and minds of your people, God, to receive your word. And God, we just thank you and we bless you for all the great things that you're doing in each and every one of our lives that are on this call. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. I definitely will not be long. I want to first of all thank God who is my Lord and my Savior and is ahead of my life. I want to thank him for giving me life and the opportunity to share what he has gifted and put inside of me. I thank Dr. PK, Dr. Vanessa, for the opportunity, and I thank all of you for getting on the call this morning. We have something that God has really just birthed into me, and it just really lit fire a few days ago when I heard the scripture again. And I know a lot of us have heard the scripture many a time, but it just really lit fire to me. And I just want to share it with you and hope that it will be of encouragement and it will cause us to keep pushing and persevering in our personal lives and our businesses and in whatever endeavors and things that we're doing. If you would, just turn to the book of 1 Samuel chapter 30, and it's verse number 8, which is the verse that I'm really going to pull the topic from. The topic for today is pursue and recover all. And I'm not going to read the scripture. What I'd like to do is, if you would, in your own comfort of your home, read it. I'm just going to kind of give this, what the scripture says. I started off with verse number 3 because it's a very key verse that leads into the rest of the verses and kind of lets us know what happened to David, and then why God said what he said to David, pursue and recover all. In verse number 3, and it says, and David was greatly distressed. And that was because when David and his men got back together, they went back to Ziklag, and they saw that it was burned down, and it was just a low, low point in his life. And he was just depressed. He was depressed looking at, I'm standing here, I'm looking at these ashes, you know, my family's not here. You know, the situation looks horrible. They've been taken captive. You know, who knows? They may have even been killed. And he's looking at that situation. And he had to make a decision. You either stand there and just keep looking at that situation, David, or you got to move on. You got to do something. You can't just stand there. And this is what David did. This is what David did to recover all. And this is what we're going to have to do to recover all, to get the things that God has promised and told us in his word that are rightfully ours. And maybe the enemy has told us, you know, in situations that has happened in our lives, that you're not going to be able to have it. You're not going to have your dream. You're not going to have your, you're not going to be successful in your artist business. You're not going to be successful in other businesses. You're not going to have the family or the husband of your choosing, or the man or woman of God that you want to marry. But that's all a lie. Because if you do what David did, and the first thing he did, the very, very, very first thing he did before he went to the Lord was, he got up and he moved on. He moved on. He forgave himself, I'm so sure, because that's the thing you have to do. You have to forgive yourself. You have to breathe. You have to move on. You can't keep beating yourself over the head. Wow, if I had done this differently, it would have turned out this way. No, you got to get up. You got to shake the dust off. You got to get out of that depressed state. You got to get out of that waddling self-pity, woe is me, nobody knows state. You got to get out of that state, and you got to get up, and you got to move on. And then David, he inquired of the Lord. He sought God. He sought God. God, what do you want me to do? You know, God, what? Tell me what you want me to do. And when he sought God, he didn't seek his own. He didn't go in and walk in his own strength. He didn't say, well, you know, I'm David. I'm strong. I done did this. I done killed a bear. I done killed a lion. I done did a lot of things. You know I can handle this. I can go do what I want to do and just get it done. But he didn't walk in his own strength. He didn't walk in his own self. He sought the Lord. Seek God. Seek what God wants you to do. And when he sought God, God said to David, he said, David asked God, he said, God, he said, shall I pursue after the truth? Shall I overtake them? And then God answered. God talked back to David, and God told David, he said, pursue, David. I'm saying to you, pursue. Whatever God says do, do what God says do. If he says pursue, pursue. Do what he says do. For you shall surely, God told David, for you shall surely overtake them. That means shall is a legal word. That's like, ain't no doubt about it. You're going to get it done. It shall come to pass. It will be done. And surely, with assurance, no doubt, you're going to overtake them. And then God also said to him, without fail. And God said, pursue, for you shall surely overtake them, and without fail recover all. Oh, my God. And that's what I believe that God is saying to us. I definitely can feel it for myself. Because when you fail, sometimes we beat ourselves up so bad, and we're like, oh, my God, I made a mess. I made a big mess. I made the worst mess of all messes. But you know what? God loves us. Just like God loved David, God loves us. He wants us to succeed. He wants us to win. He wants us to be the head and not the tail. He wants us to make a mark in this world that cannot and will not be erased. He wants us to change lives. He wants us to hit that 2 million or whatever it is we got to do. He wants us to succeed this month and then forever in our lives. God wants to show up and show out. And God is doing what he says in the book of, I think it's 2 Chronicles 16:9. It says the eyes of the Lord, they're seeking, they're going around looking to and fro,
He's looking for somebody that he can show out in. The eyes of the Lord are running here and there throughout the whole earth to show himself strong in the behalf of the of them whose hearts are perfect toward him. God is looking for somebody to show out and show up and show out in. Ladies and gentlemen, brothers and sisters, why not us? Let that be us. Let that be my prayer. So I messed up. So I made a big mess. So I failed miserably in business. So I failed miserably in MLM. You know, but you know what? Failure is part of the process. Failure is part of the process. Quitting is not an option. Get up, shake the dust off, forgive yourself, and then you know what? Sometimes you even have to forgive others. If you can't go to them and say forgive others, say it out loud so you can hear yourself saying it. And release the hurt, release the pain, release the disappointment, the betrayal. Let it go. Move on. Stop singing that pity song. Nobody knows. Get up out of that pity bed. Move on. Push through the barriers because right on the other side is the breakthrough. There is your that pleasure island. There's the beauty, all the beautiful things that God promised us that we could have. He wants us to have everything, provision, prosperity. Everything that Jesus died for is ours. It is rightfully ours, and he wants us to live a large life, not an average life, not a mediocre life. He wants us to live a life that is large. So I just want to encourage everyone on the phone, and if it's not for you, share it with somebody else. Tell them to go get everything, pursue, and recover all. So you fail, get up, breathe, move on, and go get what is rightfully yours, because the devil is defeated, and he knows he's defeated, and he knows we win. He knows that wealth and riches is in our household. He knows that wealth and riches is our DNA. We're not to be broke, busted, and disgusted. We are to lord. We are to reign. We're destined to reign in the earth. So I just want to say those few words and close out, and I would say to you, build it bigger, stronger, and better. We are kingdom builders. Seek the Lord. Seek his face. Ask him for wisdom, how to build our businesses, how to rebuild maybe a marriage. Rebuild a relationship maybe that has gone bad. Maybe there was some misunderstanding. Just ask God, seek his voice, seek his wisdom, and he will show us exactly. He will show us exactly what we need to do and how we should handle that. And then we're going to turn around, we're going to pursue, and we shall surely overtake the situation and come out on top. And without fail, we will recover all. We will recover all. I am finished. Thank you so much, Sister Tiffany and Dr. Vanessa and Dr. PK. I turn it back over to you.
Wow, wow, wow. We shall recover all. Thank you so much, Minister Susan, for giving us that powerful, encouraging word on day. Let us go to God in prayer, and I will be immediately calling you back to give us our benediction for this day. Oh God, how excellent is your name. We thank you because you are Alpha and you are Omega, and we thank you for your presence on this day here on the Master's Call. We thank you, oh God, that you kept us through the night and brought us into another day that you have made that we will rejoice and be glad in. We thank you because you are El Shaddai and you are Jehovah Jireh. We thank you that you are all-knowing God. We thank you that you have supplied our needs according to your riches and glory. We thank you that every need is met because you are our shepherd. And, Father, we shall not want for anything. I thank you for the woman of God, Minister Susan Hill, as she has come and encouraged us this morning, allowed us to go up to a higher level in you to know that our restoration is on the way. Our restoration is here, and we just thank you, oh God. We thank you, oh God. We thank you in advance. We praise you in advance. We celebrate you for what you're doing in our lives, oh God. I thank you for each and every caller that has dialed in this morning to the Master's Call that is under the sound of my voice. I decree and declare that greater and new things will come in their life. I decree and declare that they are healed in the name of Jesus. I decree and declare that the blood, your blood that you shed on Calvary's cross has covered us and has washed all of our sins away, oh God, and we thank you right now. I come right now lifting up Joni to you. I pray right now that you would just put your hands on her right now, God, that you will remove all the pain and that you would allow everything to line up right now in her body, oh God, that she would go forth as the evangelist that you called her to be, Father. Bless her home, Father. Bless her children right now in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. I just thank you for her life, Father God, and we celebrate her on this day, Father. I lift up President Martha Marie Preston to you, God. I pray, Father God, right now that you would just touch her mind, her heart, her body, and her soul, Father. I pray, Father God, that the steps that you have ordered for her, that she will walk into them. I lift up the elite ladies of expression, and I pray, Father God, that you would continue to do great and mighty things in that ministry, oh God. I just thank you for her life. Bless her family, oh God. Touch and keep each and every one of them safe. I decree and declare on this fine, this day, that no weapon which is formed against her, because we are more than conquerors, and you have already given us the victory, O God. I lift up each and every single artist distributor on this line, that every single one of us, O God, that we will meet the goals, Father God, that we have already written down on paper for the month of February. I pray that Artists International in February 2014 will be a month like no one has ever seen, O God, that we will get our three, and those three will get their three, and that we will see the 90K in 90 days, Father. In your time and in your season, Father God, we know that you will make it happen, God. Purge us and purify us right now in the name of Jesus. Remove anything in us that is not of you, oh God. I thank you for Dr. Vanessa and Dr. PK for their yes, God. I thank you, Father God, for the vision that you have given them to start the Master's Call over 3 years ago, Father. And I thank you for the lives that have been blessed, the lives that have been changed, the lives that are being transformed on this call every day, oh God. I thank you for the TMC family, Father, for you bring us together in love, in unity, in agreement on one another. We come against chaos and confusion and animosity right now in the name of Jesus. Your daughters and your sons, oh God. We are a royal priesthood, a holy nation, oh God. And I just ask that you would just speak to our hearts and keep our minds on you, God. I lift up Siobhan to you and Ronnie to you, oh God. I lift up Jackie to you, oh God, and continue to bless and touch their families, oh God. Continue to allow breakthroughs to happen in our lives, oh God. I see breakthroughs coming. I see chains being broken, oh God. We thank you for your anointing and your power and your peace and your joy, which overflows in us, oh God. I lift up Minister Willa to you right now, Father. Comfort her and strengthen her right now in the mighty name of Jesus. I lift up Minister Robin to you. I pray right now that you would align all of her levels, that they would go according to the way that you would have them to go, Father. I speak, Father God, peace in her life right now, Father. And I just thank you, Father. I thank you for the DSD Leon family and for Artists International, oh God. I thank you, Father God, for the products that are transforming and reshaping our lives, Father, that you would continue to bring about new products and that we will utilize the products that we have now, Father, that we will continue to be a blessing to those who are in need of us, Father, for truly you have given us a gift, and we thank you, Father. Father God, for those who have lost loved ones, I ask right now in the name of Jesus that you would just comfort them, for they are not lost, but they are home with you. And so we celebrate their lives, Father, which will forever live on in our hearts. And we just ask that we would submit to your will in understanding as you have called them home to be with you, O God. So as we leave from this line, but never from your presence, God, as we go out to be the in the marketplace, as we this day to our places of employment, oh God, or as we go out into the marketplace, we pray that you would go before us, behind us, beside us, ahead of us, and with us, oh God. As we go out to receive that exceeding abundant blessing that you have in store for us. So I thank you for this day that you have made, oh God. And I pray that greater and new things will come to us, Father. That your favor, your increase, and your blessings will be upon us. In the name of Jesus, I decree and declare these things to be so, and they are done in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen, amen, and amen. We thank each and every single one of you for calling us and dialing in to the Master's Call today. The replay for this call is 712-432-1085 and the PIN code 957-677-POUND. Remember, we will be going over to the morning motivational call once this call is over, and that number again is 530-881-1300 and the PIN code 539598-POUND. Don't forget the 90K and 90-day call on tonight. Please check your back office artistpreneurs on this line to see what promotions we have going on at Artist International. And remember, make it a great day. At this time, I'm going to ask Minister Susan if she would come back to the line right now and go ahead and give us our benediction for this day. Are you there?
Yes. Yes, I am. Sister Tiffany, Minister Tiffany, can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
All right. Father, we just thank you for this day, God. We thank you for this amazing call, God. We thank you for the people that are on the call. God, we speak blessings over their lives. I believe truly that you want to take us to limitless opportunities, limitless abundance. You want us to go over and above, beyond all that we could even imagine. And, God, I just thank you right now for acceleration this year like never before. I thank you that Artists International will hit $1 billion or more company this year, God. You will do some super, super, supernatural things as we seek you, as we inquire, as we go before you, not of our own self-effort, God, but to hear your voice, the voice of God, the wisdom of God, how to build our businesses and how to do what we do so that you will show up and show out and accelerate things in such a way that it will cause the world to notice and take note what is going on. And God, we just speak blessings over the lives of the people. In Jesus' name we pray, amen, amen. Thank you.